You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Citizens Advice Bureau is a nationwide but locally based community organization that aims to provide advice on a range of topics. The Citizens Advice Bureau is mainly comprised of volunteers, and next week from the 11th to the 17th of March, they'll be holding their Awareness Week. I spoke to Vani Kapoor and Kat Finai about the work that the Bureau does, as well as the upcoming Awareness Week.
The Citizens Advice Bureau, we are an independent service. We've got around 32 sites in Auckland, and we are free face-to-face, and we give advice, and we give free confidential independent information and advice. We help people know and understand their rights and find community services they need. We also work for positive social change. We are available face-to-face, by phone and online, and our help is not exactly limited because we've got the time, and we, the volunteers, provide a level of empathy, impartiality and anonymity, which is really hard to find elsewhere. We have a universal service, we have no barriers, and people can just have us as the first port of call.
What kind of things do people come to the Citizens Advice Bureau for advice about? Are there particular topics that you've seen a lot of?
There's actually a huge amount of topics that they can come and see us about. Some things like, for example, my neighbour's tree is hanging over on my side. Am I allowed to cut it down? You know, people come for relationship advice. People going through like relationship breakdown. You've got housing issues, employment issues. There's just a huge amount of information that we can provide, and we do that for anybody pretty much. Yeah.
And you kind of spoke about it there, but how many Citizens Advice Bureaus are there in Auckland, and what kind of regions or areas are they in?
Well, there's about 32 around Auckland, and maybe about 80 nationally, and from Kaitaia ways right down to the bottom of the South Island. And even though our core services is about providing information and advice, they're all different and unique and provide other types of services. Like, for example, in Pakuranga, we offer clinics and workshops. So you've got counselling clinics, legal clinics, immigration advice, lots of different types of counselling. So it really just depends on the region and what kind of services they provide.
And your organisation has a volunteer base. Where can people who are interested in volunteering go to get involved?
Well, you can go to our website, which is www.cab.org.nz, and it's got up in the menu about wanting to volunteer, and so you could just follow that pathway. They've got quite extensive training. It's quite good. I mean, a lot of people kind of worry, oh, I don't know, you know, this and that, but you don't actually need to know a lot of stuff. You just need to know how to research it, and yeah, they teach you all about it. But there's lots of training and lots of support as well.
And your Awareness Week is running from the 11th of March till the 17th of March. Where can people who would like more information about the Citizens Advice Bureau go to find out more?
Oh, really, the best thing is go to your local bureau, because that would be the bureau that you might be interested in either volunteering at or getting some information from.
Yeah, you can also phone us on 0800 36 722, or our website, which is www.cab.org.nz. And because we are from Pakuranga, and we can give you our number, that's 0957 68 331.
That was Vani Kapoor and Kat Finai from the Citizens Advice Bureau talking about their Awareness Week next week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.